they're obviously as frustrated as we are and as worried about the situation, should I say, as we are. But at the minute, their hands are tied a little bit because they've had to help the club out in terms of paying players' wages quite a few times over the last few years, from what I gather. So I don't think that there are necessarily the funds there, certainly not at the minute, to step in and help out.
So no immediate help from the PFA then, it seems?
It certainly seems that way, but the PFA, obviously I'm the rep and I'm going to speak highly of them, but they are a fantastic union, and the vast majority of people haven't really known what they've done over the past few years in terms of stepping in and helping out. So there isn't going to be an unlimited amount of money for them to help out every single club, every single time that there's trouble. But they have helped us out an unbelievable amount over the past years in terms of wages. So that's where we're at in terms of the PFA.
But if there's no immediate solution from the PFA, they may help in the future, but you're already a few days late with your pay. That's a huge blow to everyone there, isn't it?
It's a massive blow for playing staff and non-playing staff. You know, we're all very much in the same boat, and it's very frustrating because we've no idea. I don't think anybody's any idea when it's going to be sorted out, you know, one way or the other.
So what do you do now, Barry?
There's nothing really we can do, unfortunately, Tim. We're just, like everyone else, we're playing the waiting game. We've got a massive game Saturday. We've got a massive month coming up with games every Saturday, Tuesday. So we've got to prepare for those games the very, very best we can. But it's at times it's a little bit difficult to fully focus on it because you don't know when the next paycheck's coming in.
So what is the mood amongst the players, Barry?
The lads are obviously incredibly frustrated. We know it's not the first time it's happened this season, and we were promised that it wouldn't happen again. You know, we were told last week that we'd get paid, and then we were told obviously we'd get paid no later than Tuesday, yesterday, and that hasn't happened. So obviously everyone's very, very frustrated, but you know, we've got a very, very good group here, on and off the pitch, and everybody is really sticking together. We've got to, certainly in times like these.
On a personal level, what does it mean for you? I mean, you're not paid, you've got bills to pay, you've got a family.
The same for everybody. You know, everybody's got bills to pay. You know, there's, you know, a lot of the lads have got families. A lot of the you know, the staff upstairs, you know, and, you know, the catering staff, the office staff, everybody. We're all in the same boat, and nobody seems to know what's going on.
You mentioned Saturday, the match at Doncaster Rovers. There's no suggestion, is there, that you won't turn up? You're not going to go on strike or anything?
No, absolutely not. There's no way we do that. We're all professionals. We know we've got a job to do, even though we're not being paid. We'll be there Saturday, giving it our all, trying to get 3 points.
Have you ever known anything like this, remotely like this, before?
No, well, I've been at this club nearly 9 years now. And to be fair, up until when was it, October, November time, there's never, ever been an issue with pay. So for it to happen two times in 3 or 4 months, it's extremely disappointing, extremely frustrating. And it shouldn't be happening. And this mess needs to be sorted out ASAP.